We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Pollster John Zogby joining us live this morning from Zogby Analytics, looking at some of the latest poll numbers on the presidential race. And John, your poll right now is a poll of Trump versus the Democrats. Tell us how Trump does against some of the top front runners.
Sure. Great to be with you. Right now, we have things kind of tight. So with, you know, the top contenders, Trump is beating Sanders and Biden within the margin of error. He's tied with Warren, and he easily beats Buttigieg and Kamala Harris. So we have some pretty close races between him, Sanders, Warren, and Biden, who are the, you know, basically the top three.
How has that changed over, say, the course of the last 6 months?
It's definitely tightened. I would say about 6 months ago, you know, it's flip-flopped a lot. And I think some of that has to do, you know, with the news coverage of Trump. So sometimes there's a lot of negative coverage. Rarely is there positive coverage for him. But, you know, 6 months ago, we had, you know, Biden, Sanders, Warren beating him anywhere from 5 to 8 points. And it's kind of gotten tight. It's tightened up. I've definitely seen it since about August.
How about the impeachment inquiry? Is this affecting the race?
We haven't specifically asked that question. I mean, we've asked about impeachment and the impeachment inquiry. But personally, my gut says it's firing up his base. So if you get his base fired up, I think, you know, and people on the fence, too. I mean, there might be people who might, you know, they flip-flop about supporting him, but this impeachment inquiry or the idea of impeaching a president fires them up, and that, you know, that gets them off the fence, and they're going to end up supporting Trump. So it could be helping his cause, and I think that's a real political risk the Democrats run right now.
You know, all this coming through these numbers, we see new polls be released, it seems like, every week. How tough is that in this, you know, current day and age to get accurate poll numbers from people? And how have your ways of going about getting those numbers changed, say, even over the last 5 years?
Well, it is tough. I mean, if you think about the premise, you're trying to get basically a sample of 1,000 people, you know, to be representative of voter turnout, which is going to be, I don't know, anywhere from 100 to 150 million people. So just mathematically, that's tough. But the methods in the industry have changed, too. You know, 15, 20 years ago, everything was done by phone. We all had landlines. You know, most people answered their landlines. And landline penetration in the United States has changed. It's probably dipped under 50%. I mean, you can supplement with cell phones, but I think most people, if they don't recognize the number on their cell phone, they don't answer it. So there's been a move to use online polling and contact people by email. And what we like to do is we like to use both of them, because I think you're getting the best of both worlds, because you have response bias, non-response bias. So with the phone, we're more likely to get people over 40. On online and email, we're more likely to get people under 40. So I think it's a better representation. But no polling is perfect. It's a tough biz.
If it is, it's got to be more challenging than ever, though, right?
It is, because it's just response rates they've just plummeted. It is tough to get people on the phone. I mean, we can supplement with the online, but still, I mean, I think the response rate is a big issue.
I mean, the 2016 race is going to be remembered for the polls being wrong, right? So the pollsters really want to get it right this time.
They do, and I think that was a big thing. People really underestimated Trump. The other thing too is what we're trying to do is we're trying to forecast a political turnout. And that can be tough. And I think people just didn't see Trump firing up people in rural areas, and then also a shift from blue collar and working class. You know, historically those people were Democratic, and you know, in big swing states like Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, they moved to Trump. That's just some things you can't predict. And the other thing too is people change their minds once they get in the voting booth. You can't predict that. Somebody might feel like I'm for this candidate, and then they get in the booth and they say, you know what? I'm going to go this way today. It happened.
For all these reasons, should we expect maybe less polling actually to come out between now and 2020, you know, to see these less frequently, to give pollsters like you maybe more time to gather all their info?
I don't think so. I think there's more and more every day. It's, you know, for people, it's a way to get attention, coverage. And the media loves them, too. And right now, they're kind of all over the place, but that's typical. I think people, Trump is a tough guy to poll. You know, we ask people a lot, you know, do you agree with certain issues, but are you afraid to tell people you support Trump? And we get almost 50% of people say that. They're afraid to tell pollsters, they're afraid to tell family and colleagues that they support Trump. So it's a different beast with Trump.
And maybe not even being afraid, but do they also like to tell a pollster one thing and then go do another thing when they go in to vote?
I think it happens. It's not a perfect science, but most of the time we do pretty good.
All right. Well, John, we wish you the best of luck in that field, because it does sound like it's getting trickier for you by the year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.